you're thinking about buying or selling a house, or just want to know what might be going on with one of your biggest investments, then come hang out with us for a little while. Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall, and welcome to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. We are sponsored by Bricks Real Estate, Network Title, Eric Bloomstrand and Chad Preby with Bell Bank Mortgage, James Tolson with Country Financial, Structure Tech Home Inspections, Gray Duck Staging and Design, and Cregan's Construction. Today, we have Chili Jenkins, Bricks Real Estate in studio. Thank you. And Chad, welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
If you have any questions for us, give us a call, 651-303-0019 during or after the show. Always happy to help answer your real estate questions or assist with your real estate needs. Today, we're going to be kind of doing a grab bag of real estate. These are fun. We've been doing these on the radio for years now, just kind of touching on a whole bunch of different little topics of what might be going on in our real estate market, just good to know. As always, you can check out our past shows online at TwinCitiesRealEstateShow.com. There as well, we have our free publications, right? The Smart Home Buyer, the Smart Seller book there, mm-hmm. as well as the Bricks Report. All of these are educational pieces of material. There is no forced registration or anything. Come if you are thinking about selling a house, if you're thinking about buying a house, honestly, for sellers, download both books. This is more beneficial in a second home purchase than even in a first home purchase. And a lot of people, well, I know what I'm doing. I've bought two or three homes, you know, and what I can tell you is that these books were written by agents that are helping people buy 4 to 5 homes every month.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So thousands of home purchases worth of experience in some of these tricks and techniques that are in there. So if you like some of the stuff we're talking about today and you really want to dive in to some of the processes and just good to know, is those books are there. Again, TwinCitiesRealEstateShow.com, all free, all informational there. I know that, you know, everybody I've given the books to, agents that I've given the books to, I ask, you know, please give me feedback. And everybody's just like, wow, that was so helpful.
Absolutely. There's a perfect jumping off point for you to start making plans.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I really liked what you said, Kirk, whether you're buying your first home, third, fourth, or fifth, or sixth. The folks I want to really touch on are the buy-up buyers, right? Yeah, I know you've bought in a house before. And you mentioned, you know, the agents that wrote this book are very seasoned agents.
Right.
And in today's market, it's different than it was 2 years ago or even a year ago.
Even 2 months ago.
We're going to talk about that today.
But it's always a different ballgame.
Yeah.
And if it's not the market, it's laws. It's like regulations. Mm-hmm. It's like, what can you do now that you couldn't back then?
Yeah.
What can't you do now that you couldn't back then?
Oregon passing the no love letter thing anymore. It was basically a letter that you write to the sellers of a home, kind of pleading your case, right? Why you love their house, right? So they banned those.
Really? I did not know that.
Very interesting.
It's a touchy subject here in the metro.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So we see agents that will put it right in their comments, you know, but... things are always changing in the industry, and we're always trying to update these books. I mean, the Bricks Report is a prime thing, right? We put out that every year, and then we try to get the updated books every couple of years, throwing new things in, throwing those changes in there. Every year, something comes around.
Did you mention those are free?
I did.
Yeah, that's a big thing,
but
too.
They're free.
It's free. You're not paying anything for this wealth of knowledge.
Right.
It's amazing.
So... talking about knowledge, changes in interest rates, Chad. I was really surprised. I've been sitting here, you know, okay, we're going to hang right around 3. I mean, we're still close, so I'm not going to say I'm wrong yet.
Yeah.
But it's moving closer to 2.5.
Yeah. We are now back to where we're just hovering right above the historic lows. And it's amazing. Rates are great. I know, you know, we talk about there is not one best loan program. So interest rates are different for different loan programs and credit score types and even property types. But interest rates right now are phenomenal. There's a lot of volatility in the market. You know, we have the inflation is a big topic. As well as now we have some certain things that are driving the markets. So I highly recommend, if you are in the process, to always be talking to your loan officer, always educating yourself on the market, because things change by the minute.
I called you up yesterday as soon as I realized there was movement on rates downward as much as it went. You know, I think we were much closer as far as a par rate across the board. I think it was Fannie Mae site.
Yeah.
You know, yep. where for the longest time it was more like 3.25 to 3. And right. Now we're closer to that 2.75 and 3 right. range that it's bouncing around. But you bring up that great point that every loan is individual.
Correct.
And you talk about that person who's, you know, we were saying that's buying their second or third home. You know, they think they know a lot about the process of shopping for mortgages. They've done it a few times. Well, there is a lot more for products out there than there was, you know, 15 years ago, 10 right. years ago,
yes.
right? There's new processes. And so people will go in with this rate shopping idea mm-hmm. and not realize that maybe there's a product where the rate isn't the same as a different one, but the fees associated with it are lower, thus bringing your payment you know, significantly down. I mean, right. Carly, who runs our board, just redid a refinance, and they're saying that you know, getting rid of the mortgage insurance
yeah.
out of there was huge, even though the interest rate was very similar. Not a huge change there, but it was lower. But yep. it was you know, taking advantage of these other aspects. So, you know, right. learning about this, educating yourself, and especially right now. I mean, if you've been out there shopping, you know. Wow, to those buyers that have been patient through this process, we're going to be talking about a little bit of, like you call it, the, you know, post-market syndrome,
it's
right?
Like PTSD yeah. right. for yeah. my buyers.
Right, that they're seeing things that they haven't seen in a while, which is causing...
That we haven't seen in
right,
a while.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Right?
And so, you know... Where rates were back a few months ago, a person could actually go out and buy more right now for the same exact payment.
Right.
As to where it was, you know, I think we were working with a buyer and it was like $65 less a month, which roughly changes their buying power by $12,000.
It's huge.
Right. Now, either that's saving money, great, put that towards savings or whatever you want, but things are different.
Correct.
And you want always.
Can I ask a couple questions on that for
yeah,
you, Chad?
Absolutely. Please do.
A lot of people that are buying maybe their first time or new to haven't done it for a long time don't know about locking in their rates and how long you can lock it out mm-hmm. for. Can you explain that a little bit or really quick?
Absolutely.
Because I have clients that are dealing with that right now that I think that they should lock in rates right now. Well, what is it going to cost them to lock in further out?
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good question. So the interest rate lock-in period goes 15-day lock, you have a 30-day lock, 45-day lock, 60-day lock, 90-day lock, 120-day lock. Now, anything over that 60-day lock period tends to be a little more price adjustment on that interest rate.
Yeah.
So it doesn't mean necessarily that the rates are going to go up a lot, but the cost to get to that rate can be a little higher, right? And they call that discount points. You pay mm-hmm. points to get to that same rate. You know, ultimately, you're going to get your best interest rate within that 30-day lock period, 45 okay. to 30-day lock period. You don't have to lock it in. It's called playing the market or floating the rate. In this market today, my personal recommendation is to lock in the interest rate. With all the volatility happening, I know right now, again, we're just hovering above the all-time low rates.
Yeah.
You can't borrow money for much cheaper. Right.
No, I mean, I was just looking at those exact numbers.
Yeah.
I mean, we're very little differential from the historic low in January.
Right.
So, you know, to take advantage of, because we didn't really see this drop coming into play,
exactly.
you know, and I think, like you say, there's some volatility that may have gotten us to this point, but I don't think it's going to hold.
Yeah.
You know, all the forecasts have said that we're going to be hovering in that 3 range. So we're correct. In this nice little opportunity right now. I think one thing that's really important, and maybe correct me if I'm wrong on this, but you have to have a house under contract to lock your rate. Is that correct?
Yeah, very good point, Kirk. Yes, you do have to have a signed purchase agreement to lock in that interest rate, because that signed purchase agreement obviously sets a lot of different things within the process.
Got
purchase
it.
Price, address, and the lock period, right? That closing date's going to determine
yep.
what lock period you lock your rate in for. So, yeah, really good question.
Yeah, so
that's
one
very
of,
helpful.
One of the things that this interest rate might be doing, is, the drop, is bringing more buyers potentially back into the market that maybe have pulled out.
Yeah, great
right?
point.
So
from what, their buyer PTSD.
Yes, yeah. So what does this do to our market? So Carly, could you throw up the market meter real quick? And so we have had a market that has, you know, been in this extreme seller's market for almost 5 months that it was sitting there, right? So just after January, it just skyrocketed.
Yeah.
We were hovering maybe in this range in the, you know, round six, and it went all the way to 10, right? So what is the market meter?
You were joking about making it higher than a 10.
Yeah,
we might need to add an 11.
Well, go to 11, exactly, right? And that was the time to do it, if any, but we had never in history. So market meter basically works this way. Zero is like the complete extreme buyer's market, you know, something closer to what we would have seen in 2008, even though it never got to zero. And 10 was extreme seller's market. And we had never gotten there as far as back as I could pull data until this spring, right? Wow. So we went from this, you know, 6-7 range all the way to 10 and held there for 5 months.
Yeah.
But in the last 30 days, well, 45 days, we'll say, we've pulled back and now we're at a 7.4. Which is still a seller's market.
It's still a seller's market. It is still a seller's market. But it's not as brutal.
Right. Yeah. So we're seeing activity, and we're going to get into this when we come back from the break, of how this is affecting the market. What's that differential as far as number of offers, days on market that we're seeing, and things that buyers can expect as they're getting out there. And then we'll talk a little bit about where this is going to go over the next 30, 60, 90 days. We're gonna take a quick commercial break. Please stick around, we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Becca, owner of Great Duck Staging. With today's home buyers beginning their journey exclusively online, the look and feel of your home matters more than ever. Whether it's a simple in-home consultation, a refresh using your current furniture, or a whole home staging, our goal is always the same: showing your home in the best light and helping you achieve the highest sales price possible. To learn more, visit us at greyduckstaging.com or check us out on Instagram at greyduckstaging.
Don't fall for the billboards or the clickbait. There is no such thing as today's rate. Mortgages and mortgage rates are individual to you. Chad Priebe and Eric Bloomstrand with Bell Bank Mortgage are here to show you the formula to get your best rate. Once you know this formula, you can mortgage shop with confidence. Find us online at chadpriebe.com. That is chadpriebe.com. NMLS 1462493, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
People always ask realtors, what is your commission? But what they should be asking is, what is your rate of return? Commissions only vary by a couple of percent from agent to agent. However, the price per square foot you get just based on their experience and the quality of marketing they use can vary by 10% or more. At Bricks Real Estate, our agents use the right marketing and have the experience to get you top dollar for your house. See what we can do for you at BricksTwinCities.com.
Hi, I'm Ruben with Structure Tech Home Inspections. Everyone knows you should have a home inspection before you buy a home, but we've heard of home buyers being encouraged to skip the home inspection in this crazy market to make their purchase offer more attractive. Now they're facing tens of thousands of dollars in unexpected repairs. I'm telling you now, don't skip the home inspection. Here at Structure Tech, we can get your home inspected quickly, and we offer a full line of services. Visit us online at structuretech.com to learn more.
Not every title company is the same. There are many people involved with each real estate transaction, and all of them need to be in the loop or a closing may get delayed. This is why the people at Network Title strive to provide swift scheduling and communication between the buyers, sellers, agents, and lenders. We know moving can be stressful, however, your closing does not need to be. Check us out online at network-title.com.
My name is James Tobson with Country Financial. Anyone can sell you insurance, however, is it going to be the insurance you need? When life pops up with its surprises, you want the right coverage. When it comes time to find or renew your policy, give me a call. I would love to review your existing policy and show you what I can do for you. You can email me at james.tobson@countryfinancial.com or give me a call at 651-365-3408.
Welcome back to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. Thanks for hanging out with us for a little while. Today, we're just doing a grab bag of real estate. Julie Jenkins, Bricks Real Estate, Chad Pretty, Bell Bank Mortgage. You know, if you ever have any questions for us, feel free, give us a call. Happy to help talk about you know, where the market is at, where it's going. If you have any questions, if you have a place that you're thinking about selling or purchasing, happy to help out with that. Our number, 651-303-0019. Again, 651-303-0019. And we'll get you in touch with the person you want to talk to.
Yeah, absolutely.
So today, doing a grab bag of real estate, just what's going on, lots of different things. We last segment talked a lot about interest rates, making a move down, how that might be bringing buyers into the marketplace. Not that that's really been a problem,
right.
But we have had a slowing market. Carly, if you want to put up that market meter. Again, this is that scale of where our Twin Cities market is. It's a 1 to 10 or a 0 to 10 scale of where we're at. Basically, it's seller's market, kind of when you, or buyer's market when you're in this mid range. Seller's market when you're in this mid range between 4 and 6. That's what we would call a balance market. And then when you're on the high ends, that 9+ or -, you know, below 1, that's kind of what we don't see too often. And we've been at that extreme seller's market for 5 months, but we came off of it and came off of it quick. You know, over the about 45-day period of time, we went from this 10 down to 7.4 now. Now, it does look like, I think, with those rates moving down, bringing buyers back in, we saw showing activity in Minneapolis, St. Paul go up by almost 1,000 showings just, wow, you know, over the last couple weeks.
That's great.
So that's just the cities themselves. That's not including the suburbs.
Right.
But that pans out across the board. That said, yeah, showings are going up, but more listings are coming in too.
Yeah. Right.
So it is diluting that showing activity.
Okay.
And the market meter, it's basically, it's made up a composite of what's the average showing rate per house that we're seeing. What's the housing affordability index? Of course, with affordability rates going down, that's going to work towards sellers' favor in a sense, right? Because that's going to bring more buyers into the market.
Correct.
Right.
Yep.
So, And then finally, inventory. And we saw inventory moving up again. Mm-hmm. You know, month supply plays into that market meter. So it looks like we're having this balancing effect right now. We were down, moving down, got to this 7.4 in our market, the seller's market, and it's kind of plateauing. And this is normal for this time of year.
Yeah.
Anybody who might follow our market, if you go to Twin Cities Real Estate Show, we put out the market minutes that go on there. Mm-hmm. I've, you know, been talking about for a while, you know, we will be in this market that is a more a summer market about July 4th. And that's exactly what we hit. For a while, it was looking like it would move more into that balanced range.
Yeah.
But it's starting to hold right on the edge of that. Still a seller's market.
And it's kind of just gotten to the point where it was so extreme for so long for our peak market this year specifically, that everyone is just really feeling some PTSD from it. And I was concerned, oh my gosh, is the market going to tank? Because all of a sudden it's not so grueling.
Right.
It's like we don't have a mindset of reference because it was so hard this year for our peak market.
Yeah. And you know, we've gone to this point in our market where it's not. And sellers, if you're thinking about selling, don't let some cheesy agent tell you it's a great time to sell. It's the highest prices ever. It's the fastest activity ever. That's actually not.
That was 30 days ago.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, going back to more of that spring, early summer market. That was there. That was when houses were getting 25 offers, some of them, not all of them, right?
But it's still the more strong market, though, for
it
sellers.
It is.
We're still in a seller's market. We're just not in an unsustainable seller's market. What we were dealing with was not sustainable. It wasn't healthy for anyone, really. The sellers were really reaping the benefits, but it wasn't sustainable. It's not something we could have kept going at that rate.
Right. And I think now more than ever is you want to have your team, your real estate agent, your loan officer, really being experienced in this market. Because right now, my wife and I are in the market. We're looking to purchase a home. And when we see something on the market for 6 days, we're wondering what's wrong with that property.
Yeah. Right. And this is a fact of what we experienced this spring, right? A lot of homes.
It's gone in an hour.
Yeah, selling right away.
Well, right.
Before I get the key in the door, it's sold.
Right.
Try to show my clients, you know?
Right. If your realtor is, you know, if you're going in with that game plan of listing very high, don't expect that home to sell right away right now, because it's going to sit for a few days, and I think that can eventually cost you money if you have to do a price reduction possibly.
Yeah, you want to try to price appropriate to your market conditions.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right? And so pricing appropriately to the market conditions is looking at what is that specific neighborhood doing, what type of property, what price point, and then setting that. It is a complete misconception that list price is an accurate reflection of value. Right. List price is either a strategy or it's a mistake. And you want to make sure you and your agent are on the strategy side of it. Don't be using your feelings to price the home. Yeah. I feel it's worth this. I feel like the market
is this.
This
is how much I need to get into my next house.
Right.
This is how much I need to list it for.
You want to price it to get you the most money.
Right.
And when you price off of feelings, that may actually prevent you from getting the most money possible.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
I know it sounds maybe counterintuitive. Hey, we're going to price low. You price low to get more people in the door, thus creating competition. We talk about the bracketed pricing method and why putting it right on a bracket, even though if it's lower than where we may think it goes, can get that price so, so much higher. Actually, one of the listeners of the show from the radio side of things, you know, they just experienced this. By appropriately pricing, they were able to go above and beyond where we even thought we were going to hit, because there's no way on paper with comp sales were we going to expect buyers to fight like they did.
Yeah.
But had we priced so high, there wouldn't have been all the buyers.
Right.
Thus, no competition.
Well, everyone in this market's looking for what they think is a good deal, and pricing your home above or right at what maybe the comps are showing maybe isn't going to help you in this market right now, as it's kind of cooling off. You want to talk strategy, like Kirk said, with your agent, and make sure that you're coming at it from a good angle.
Well, and there's other ones where I look at and I see the data and I go, actually, this one we do want to put on the high side, because we may only get one offer. Even if we went lower, we might only get an offer. And you can do this by tracking the number of showings that are happening in a neighborhood.
Specific area.
Right. Which I know that's one of the tools that we just subscribe to for individual listings. I know for years I've been talking about tracking showing activity in a neighborhood and how beneficial that can be to pricing a house. Hey, on average right now, this neighborhood is getting 6 showings per week average. You know something. Or if you see it that it's at 20, we're going to do something different with that. So, having a pricing strategy is just so important. But also good marketing and presentation. Now, this is a two-way street. What do I mean by this? For buyers, they see a house with poor photo quality.
Yeah.
Right? That they see that poor photo quality. Maybe the rooms look dark. They look small. They look cramped. They look crowded. There's not enough pictures. Go look at those houses. Buyers, go look
at
those houses.
Less people are going to look
at them. Less people are going to look at them. Yep.
Okay. And if you're a seller with those kind of pictures,
you need to have a discussion.
Because marketing pictures is the smallest thing we can do as an agent to make sure the house is going to sell well.
Well, I was doing a comp sale analysis this last weekend, and it was a great one, a tale of two listings. It was the same property. It was a townhouse that sold in March and then sold again in June. Now, why would this happen? It was a job relocation.
Okay.
It sold for $257. They had great photos, staging, all of that, $257 in March. They came back The agent used a cell phone camera, clearly did it themselves, or it was the worst professional photography I've ever seen in my life. Yeah. And they got to 30.
Yeah, wow. That's crazy.
Same property.
And you've already appreciated just with time in that time frame.
So going back to the, well, for a buyer, great. You are a smart buyer. You looked at the house with the cruddy photos and you got a great price because you were willing to go look at that.
Right.
For a seller, don't do that.
Wow. Yeah.
Right? You want, if that is key, because you're showing so many of your what we say, one of my business partners says, you know, the first three showings happen online.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Right? You look at it, you show your significant other,
you show
your friends, and then you go look at it.
And then eventually you send it to your agent.
I mean,
everyone else has seen it, though.
I mean, you can vouch for this. How many houses have you looked at the photos at, and it was accurate as to once you got there?
Yeah, zero.
Yeah. It's not.
Literally.
It can look super pretty,
or
it can look super bad online, and it can be the opposite once you're there in person.
I mean, you told me, and we were having fun with this, but Kirk says, don't call me and tell me you love this house until we look at it.
Yeah. Right.
And that's not saying everything's junk out
we
there, but reality
you can't
is
smell pictures.
Yeah.
Right.
Reality is for my wife and I is specking it out,
right?
Looking at the bedroom sizes, looking at the dining room size, living room
size. Your neighbors.
Before I even look at the photos, that's what I'm doing now. I'm looking at the satellite view. Because I found out I was looking at one today. There's a gravel pit not far from there. And those big dump trucks and semis are driving down these country roads, right? Quiet country roads that you'd think.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
It's nice that we have
good,
a satellite.
Good information.
Now. Well, yeah. And again, for sellers, make sure you're putting out accurate and as much spec information as you can.
Yes.
For buyers, look past the pictures, you know, unless you are finding an absolute complete objection. But, you know, look at the room sizes, look at the square footage, look at the satellite view. You know, that's really how you're going to take advantage. That's how you're going to take advantage of a market that is moving faster as buyers and sellers. Well, it ended up being a grab bag. That's what we had. Whole bunch of different things. The market is going to stay in this position for the next 30 to 60 days, this kind of 7.4 on the market meter. Hope you can tune in to us again next week. Take care.
Thank you.